Support comes from the Missouri Forest Products Association, providing more than 41,000 jobs in the production of wood pallets, railroad ties, white oak barrels, hardwood floors, and more. Details at choosewood.com.
From the St. Louis Public Radio Newsroom, this is The Gateway. It's Wednesday, April 17th. I'm Jonathan Aull. 2023 was the deadliest on record for people walking in St. Louis County, but advocates for safer streets say that can change.
We believe that you can design the streets so that there are zero fatalities.
More about the data and the proposed solutions coming up on The Gateway. St. Louis Cardinals Hall of Fame manager Wadi Herzog has died at the age of 92. The team confirmed his death yesterday. Herzog won three National League pennants and the 1982 World Series title during his Cardinals tenure. He also managed the Kansas City Royals to three division titles in the 1970s. Herzog talked about what it meant to be elected to the Baseball Hall of Fame during his induction speech in 2010.
Being elected to the National Baseball Hall of Fame in Cooperstown, New York, is like going to heaven before you die. Thank you very much.
Herzog was a native of New Athens, Illinois, in St. Clair County, about 30 miles southeast of Busch Stadium. Missouri candidates for Congress are stocking up for August primaries that will likely prove to be decisive. St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum breaks down the numbers.
In Missouri's St. Louis-based 1st District, St. Louis County Prosecutor Wesley Bell took in about $960,000 compared to about $677,000 for incumbent Cory Bush. Bell has more than $1 million in the bank to try and unseat Bush, who has more than $528,000 of cash on hand. Whoever wins the Democratic primary in August will likely win in November, since the 1st District is heavily Democratic. In the strongly GOP-leaning 3rd District, former State Senator Bob Onder loaned himself $500,000 and has close to $700,000 in the bank. Former State Senator Kurt Schaefer took in more than $100,000 during the April fundraising quarter. I'm Jason Rosenbaum, St. Louis Public Radio.
Dozens of advocates from Moms Demand Action and One Aim Illinois gathered outside of the Illinois Capitol yesterday to support bills they say will help reduce gun violence. Capitol News Illinois reports one of the bills would require police to remove firearms from a home when a judge grants an order of protection for victims of domestic violence under the state's firearms remedy law. Sherry Williams with Moms Demand Action says their advocacy includes keeping gun issues in front of lawmakers.
We're always needing to push the needle more because gun violence, it's multi-layered. And we're going to keep on going and doing everything that we can to address gun violence on many levels.
Other legislation would allow victims' families to request a review of murder and require law enforcement to track and report how many homicides happen every month, as well as if anyone has been charged or arrested. Kids at a preschool in University City will soon have more opportunities to play and learn outside. St. Louis Public Radio's Lucretia Wembley has more.
Recent research funded by PNC Bank reveals that 49% of U.S. children ages 3 to 5 are playing outside less than once a day. PNC is providing $75,000 in a partnership between the Missouri Botanical Garden and the Julia Goldstein Early Childhood Education Center to create an outdoor play space. Sharonica Harden Bartley, superintendent of the School District of University City, stands next to a few of the students at the Botanical Garden.
It's about bringing joy to learning and joy to Julia Goldstein, and this partnership and the funding is making that possible.
The money will also be used for supplies like rain boots and gardening tools. I'm Lucretia Wembley, St. Louis Public Radio.
Last year was the deadliest on record for people walking in St. Louis County. Fatalities were down in St. Louis, but the number of crashes on city streets was up. The data reinforces a reputation that St. Louis is not the safest place to walk or bike. The St. Louis-based nonprofit TrailNet recently released a report that presents key findings on traffic violence during 2023. St. Louis on the Air host Elaine Cha talked with Kathy Mentz, CEO of TrailNet. She says there are signs of optimism in the report.
St. Louis really can be a bike-friendly city. We have the streets, the grid network, the ability to connect people quite well. But when the streets aren't safe and cars are driving recklessly, it sort of eliminates that possibility where we could be a really great city for biking. As far as the numbers go, 28 people who were walking were killed by drivers in 2023, which made it the most deadly year on record for pedestrian fatalities in St. Louis County. Now, do you have some sense, Cindy, of whether county leaders are taking this issue seriously?
We do have a meeting coming up with Executive Sam Page, and we hope to get their attention. We've worked with them in the past. In 2019, St. Louis County, we worked with them to develop their action plan for walking and biking. And so they do have some plans where they could address it and have separated and protected facilities. But they do recognize that, especially in North County, you have less connectivity for people walking mm-hmm. and biking, and you have less mid-block crossings
okay.
That make people safe.
So connectivity, you're talking specifically
for
about
sidewalks.
Okay, mm-hmm. so structures that
yeah.
permit for
right.
Okay.
And what you're going to find on the north side is more people likely to use transit, not owning a car,
mm-hmm.
and also, you know, the other people walking about are people under that don't drive.
Right,
so
right.
children
mm-hmm.
walking to school or whatever.
One of the other things about St. Louis County has to do with a term that I'm just getting familiar mm-hmm. with now, and that's strodes. What is a strode, and why do they pose such danger to pedestrians of all ages, including
right.
children, as well as to bicyclists in St. Louis County?
So a strode is really, it's a street and a road combined. You know, you put those two together, and it's like it doesn't really understand its purpose. So if a strode, for instance, Newhall's Ferry,
mm-hmm.
it's connecting people by car, and it has like five lanes. But it's also a corridor where there's grocery stores, parks, metro stations, bus stops along that corridor. And so it's not really meeting those needs where the blocks are longer. You've got five wide lanes.
Mm-hmm.
I would challenge you to feel that you were safe crossing the street there if you had to, like, make it to the bus stop or something.
Right, right. In the city, there was an increase in total pedestrian crashes, but there were fewer fatalities. Was that just a function of pure luck that fewer people died in these crashes, or do we have other insight into why that was the case?
I would definitely say that there's more awareness, especially from the victim side, for pedestrians and cyclists. They're more aware of the dangers and the risks to walking and biking while they're out there. And so I do think that people are more cautious when they cross the street.
Is there a limit insofar as infrastructure is mm-hmm. concerned?
That is a great point. And so all of these things have to work together. So the infrastructure is really, you know, engineering in such a way that we believe that you can design the streets so that there are zero fatalities. And St. Louis just adopted this Vision Zero resolution
mm-hmm.
that basically says that. And so we have to look at our designs because primarily we've been designing for cars. And now Vision Zero is going to have you track and look to see that you are meeting the needs of all users.
That was Kathy Mentz, CEO of TrailNet, speaking with St. Louis On the Air host Elaine Shaw. The Gateway is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, a member-supported service of the University of Missouri, St. Louis. Music by Ryan McNeely of Adult Fur. I'm Jonathan All, and from the St. Louis Public Radio newsroom, this has been The Gateway.
Support comes from the Missouri Forest Products Association. Missouri produces wood pallets, railroad ties, white oak barrels, hardwood floors, and more. Details on the variety of products made in the state are at choosewood.com.